This is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. Every Wednesday, I talk to a different expert about the tools you need to get the work you want. Find Your Dream Job is brought to you by Top Resume. Top Resume has helped more than 400,000 professionals land more interviews and get hired faster. Get a free review of your resume today. Go to maxlist.org/top resume. Many people looking for work focus only on applying for jobs. But if all you do is send out resumes, says today's guest, you're ignoring one of your most valuable professional assets. Katie Burtis is here to talk about why your network matters in your job search. She's a creative recruiter at M&P who connects candidates with jobs. She joins us from Portland, Oregon. Well, let's jump right into it, Katie. Why do so many job seekers shudder when they hear the word networking?
That's a great question, Mac. I think networking can feel intimidating. And I think old school networking can feel like you enter a room of 500 people and need to meet every single one of them. And so when I think about networking today, it means a lot of different kinds of things. It can mean meeting people through LinkedIn and having virtual conversations. It can mean attending in-person networking events that are more intimate in nature, where we can be both our, you know, maybe professional and personal selves. And so I think people shy away from networking because maybe they don't really know what it is or what it could look like.
Well, let's talk about networking and the difference your network can make. Tell us more about this, Katie, this idea of how a network can help you in your job search.
A network can really help do a lot of different things in your job search. A network can help support you in your job search when you're feeling like you're hitting walls. A network can help open doors for you. It can help with introductions and referrals for jobs that maybe you wouldn't have thought of before. Your network is really your support network, your cheerleaders, the people in your corner that are there to help you, you know, in your career development and in searching for new opportunities.
What happens, Katie, in your experience if a candidate tries to do a job search alone and doesn't ask their network for help?
It's a really lonely and long road. I think if you get stuck behind your computer, applying to endless jobs on LinkedIn, on Indeed, on all of the boards, it can be really lonely and isolating and really demoralizing. And so when people know that you're looking for work, they want to help. We've all had to look for work, and it's a really challenging process. And so letting people in your network know that you're looking, you know, it doesn't have to be the people at your current job. I know that isn't always a safe space to share that you might be looking for new opportunities, but, you know, who are the people that you've worked with before? Who have you volunteered with? Who do you, you know, run into at maybe networking events or industry events that, that might be able to help and support you in that search? Because going at it alone means that you're going to be going at it probably for a lot longer than you want to be.
Katie, you said that people want to help. Why do people want to help, especially someone they may not know that well or just met a few moments ago?
I think in general, we as humans, it is in our nature to want to help and support others. I know I haven't gotten to where I am today alone. I have a lot of mentors, past managers, past coworkers that have offered me a great deal of support to be able to be the recruiter, the coach, the professional that I am. And so, you know, when you look at a lot of like different member organizations, they all have mentorship programs because we all want to help people kind of come up in the industry that we're in. When we're passionate about what we do, we want to help others who are passionate too.
You mentioned some ways that your network can help you during a job search. You've talked about mentorship, for example, introductions. Let's talk specifically about referrals. Why do hiring managers care so much about referrals from someone's network?
Hiring managers care about referrals because it's more than a resume, it's a person. And so when you're coming in with a referral from someone that maybe works within the company or has worked with that hiring manager before, or maybe a recruiter, you know, is able to give you a referral for a role, it is saying like a stamp of kind of approval for that person. Like, I sign off on this person. I know them. I've worked with them. I know that they're going to bring value to your team. And it is more than you can show oftentimes than within a resume and or a cover letter.
Let's talk more about other benefits of networking besides referrals. And I know when you talk about why your network matters in your job search, you like to talk about the relational benefits of networking. Tell us more about this, Katie. What do you have in mind there?
Yeah, I think this goes back to kind of what you were asking earlier about, like, why do people want to help? I think that we are, as humans, very relational and communal in nature. And when we find people that align with our values, whether it's on a personal or professional level, it helps us, you know, succeed in growing our career, in finding that next role, in maybe working through just like a daily challenge that you have. It is so important to have these relationships with people outside of our, you know, maybe 9 to 5 or outside of our immediate teams that can help support us in ways that, you know, we don't really know yet.
Do you have to know someone well in your network in order to enjoy the benefits of that relational approach?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think it depends. I think it helps. I think in these days we have hundreds, if not thousands, of connections on LinkedIn sometimes, and there's no way that we personally know every one of those people. However, we might know something about them because of the thought pieces that they're sharing, because of the panels that they might be speaking on, because of the content that they're putting out there. We have an idea of maybe who they are and what some of their values are. And, you know, it never hurts to reach out and either ask for an introduction or ask for, you know, maybe a virtual or in-person cup of coffee to get to know someone better. I think it starts when we don't know each other that well, but there's so much opportunity to deepen those connections both online and offline.
Well, terrific. I want to take a break, Katie. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Katie Burtis about why your network matters in your job search. Is writer's block stopping you from updating your resume? Go to maxlist.org/topresume. A professional writer at Top Resume will review your resume for free. Go to maxlist.org/topresume. You'll get detailed feedback you can use to revise your resume on your own, or you can hire Top Resume to do it for you. Go to maxlist.org/topresume. Now, let's get back to the show. We're back in the Maxlist studio. I'm talking with Katie Burtis. She's a creative recruiter at M&P who connects candidates with jobs. Katie also works at Talent Career Coaching, where she helps clients with job searches. She joins us from Portland, Oregon. Now, Katie, before the break, we were talking about why your network matters in your job search. And at the end of the first segment, we talked about the benefits of a relational approach that tapping into your network allows you to follow, particularly in showing your human side. Another reason you cite for why your network matters when you're doing a job search is that relationships are going to help you go further. Tell us more about what you mean here, Katie. Why do relationships make such a huge difference when you're looking for work?
They make such a huge difference because, as you asked earlier, around the isolation of the job search. And so your relationships matter in helping support you through a job search because it can be a really challenging process. They matter because they might have connections to companies and opportunities that maybe you don't have access to or you haven't heard of before. And they matter because you never know where else they're going to come into play. Maybe you met someone with like an industry member organization that you're a part of, and 4 years later, you're applying to a job at a company that they work at. Boom, there's a referral. You have that existing relationship, you have that existing connection, and you're able to say, hey, I'm applying to this job. I'd love to learn more about this company. Could we grab a coffee? Could we grab 20 minutes?
I like that example. When you sit down with that person and you have that conversation, what does success look like when the conversation comes to an end and you both stand up and leave the room?
Ooh, I think what success looks like at the end of one of those conversations is that you've had the opportunity to ask some really meaningful questions about them, their career, how they got to where they are, what they, you know, how they experience the organization or the team that they work for, and maybe what advice they have for you in applying to that job or that company. And I think the other person walks away, you know, feeling pretty good that they were able to support someone in their network, maybe in a way that they had received support before.
What's the best way to take that knowledge that you've gotten from that conversation and apply it in a practical way to your job search? How is that going to help you speed your job search along?
Well, if we're going with the same example of that there's a role maybe on their team or in their company that you're interested in, you just got a wealth of knowledge of inside information about that company culture, about the people that work there, about what the day-to-day looks like. And so you can use that in your application materials. You can use that as you're writing your resume and your cover letter.
Give us other examples, Katie, of how you can leverage your relationships in your network when you're doing a job search. I mean, you mentioned the example of meeting someone who works at an organization where you're interested in applying for a job. What are other ways you've seen people successfully leverage relationships in their network?
Yeah, I think other relationships, I think mentorship is a big one. For me, you know, I've always had mentors that are external to my workplace. And so I have people outside of my day-to-day that I can go to, whether I'm having a challenging day on the job or if I have something to celebrate. I have, you know, these other people that know me professionally and personally in a lot of cases to help support me, you know, along the way in my professional development. And so in the search, you know, even if you're currently searching, maybe something that you decide to do to help broaden your network is you become a mentor yourself. And so you're helping to fill your cup in a space when, you know, you're having challenges and looking for work as well, but maybe you can meet some other people in the process and help support each other.
Some listeners might be surprised to hear that suggestion. I think it's an excellent one, by the way, because they may worry that they don't have anything to offer, especially during a job search. Tell us more about experiences or examples you've seen of job seekers being mentors to others and being of help to others.
Yeah, gosh. I just learned about this really cool program. I want to say it's called Never Search Alone. And it's kind of a movement that was started over the last couple of years. And there's this really growing community around job search councils for people where they bring job seekers together from different industries to support each other in a job search. And so I get it where you might think you don't have anything to offer, but you always know something different than the person sitting next to you. And so this kind of peer mentorship phenomenon around job seeking with other job seekers, I think is something that's really cool and I'm excited to learn more about.
You mentioned mentorships or rather reaching out to mentors during your job search as an example of how to leverage your network. What's the best way to approach mentors, particularly those that you might not have been in touch with in recent years or months? And what should you be asking for help with?
You know, I think about this and I think about one of my first managers that I had when I was still in social work. And she was probably one of the best managers I ever had too. Shout out Heather Salick, if you're listening. And she's someone that I don't stay in touch with very closely, but I know I can reach out to at any time and vice versa. And so, you know, it never hurts to say, I know a lot of time has passed. How are you doing? And just strike up a conversation that way before, you know, kind of diving into maybe, you know, I'm really struggling on my career search, or I'm really struggling in figuring out what to do next in my career. Would you be willing to catch up and have a conversation? And, you know, 9 times out of 10, I bet they would.
And how specific should you be when you sit down with a mentor? Should you walk into that conversation with an ask in mind? Katie, what's your experience?
I think it's best to go in really open. I think it's best to go in without a lot of expectations of maybe what you might get or gain from that conversation. Because again, you're going into a conversation with someone that knew you or knows you very well. Maybe they knew you at one point in your career, but they don't really know you all that well now. Maybe it's been a few years, but they did know you at one point. And so they're going to be able to share really valuable insights in kind of whatever it is that you're working through. And so I think going in with kind of little to no expectations and just being really open as to where that conversation could go is really helpful. Maybe they have some support they need from you too.
Often I hear from candidates, they've reached out to someone in their network and they haven't heard back. What's the best way in your experience to ensure that you will get an answer? And if you don't, how many times do you recommend someone follow up?
I usually say, if you don't get an answer, keep it moving. Don't take it personally and go on to the next one, because you never know what's going on in their life and kind of what their maybe capacity looks like to offer support to someone in that moment. And so I think when you're thinking about what type of outreach to do, it depends on who you're outreaching to. You know, if you're reaching out to people that maybe you don't know at all or don't know very well, and you're asking for something like an informational interview or a virtual cup of coffee, that's when, you know, if they don't respond, don't take it personally and move on. But if it's someone that, you know, maybe it's an acquaintance or someone you know a little better, you know, being really personal in your outreach around, you know, maybe acknowledging something that is going on with them or a recent post that they made, or, you know, I saw that you spoke on this panel recently. That's so cool. I'd love to catch up and hear more about it. And so maybe not coming right out with like, I'm looking for my next job. I'm really struggling. I need someone to talk to. But you're making it kind of going back to that relational piece of like, what might they get out of the conversation as well?
Well, it's been a terrific conversation with you, Katie. Now, tell us what's next for you.
What's next for me? I mean, you can find me rocking out creative recruiting with the M&P crew. I'll still be doing some career coaching on the side. And I'm just really excited for, I'm excited for the new year.
Well, terrific. Well, I know that listeners can learn more about you and your work at M&P and your career coaching work as well by connecting with you on LinkedIn. And when they do reach out to you, I hope they'll mention they heard you on Find Your Dream Job. Now, Katie, given all the great advice you've shared today, what's the one thing you want a listener to remember about why your network matters in your job search?
I think at the end of the day, we're all people. We want to help each other. And that's why our network matters.
Make sure you never miss an episode of Find Your Dream Job. Subscribe to our free podcast newsletter. You'll get information about our guests and transcripts of every show. Go to maxlist.org/newsletters. Again, that's maxlist.org/newsletters. Next week, our guest will be Claudia Bruce-Quarty. She's a career coach for female professionals who want to speak confidently about accomplishments and ask for raises. You have a short list of employers where you want to work, but you don't know anyone at these organizations. What do you do next? Join us next Wednesday when Claudia Bruce-Quarty and I talk about how to network with your target employers. Until next time, thanks for letting us help you find your dream job. This show is produced by MaxList. Susan Thornton-Hoff schedules our guests and writes our newsletter. Lisa Kistenberry Anderson manages our social media. Our sound engineer is Matt Fiorillo. Ryan Morrison at Podfly Productions edits the show. Dawn Mole creates our transcripts, and our music is by Freddie Trujillo. This is Mac Pritchard. See you next week.